The engine notes are echoing off the hills, the ditches are lined, and the biggest weekend in Irish motorsport is officially here. Welcome to a special standalone edition of the Greg Hughes podcast, dedicated entirely to the absolute crown jewel of the Irish rallying calendar. That's the Donegal International Rally. Whether you're a diehard petrol head heading out to the ditches, a driver fine-tuning your pace notes, or a local navigating the weekend, this is your ultimate all-access preview guide. In this special episode, we split the action into two distinct gears. The stages and the shakedown are sports editor Oisin Kelly, chair of the Donegal Motor Club Brian Brogan, and clerk of the course Eamon McGee dive deep into the competitive side of the weekend. They break down the grueling 2026 stages, analyse the mechanical setups required for Donegal's unique tarmac, and give their predictions on who has the pace to claim the ultimate bragging rights on the ramp. Safety, logistics and Letterkenny business, we shift from the stages to the massive operational effort, keeping the county safe and moving. Garda Inspector Paul McGee, Council Area Roads Manager David McElwain and Leonard Watson from the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce outline the comprehensive policing strategy, safety zones and traffic management systems. Crucially, they share a vital message for the weekend. Letterkenny is fully open for business, highly accessible and ready for an incredible atmosphere. Turn up the volume, hit subscribe and get the ultimate lowdown before the rally starts. Right, it's time for the Greg Hughes Show. Big preview of the biggest sporting event of the year here in Donegal. It is the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally Ireland. And we have a whole host of guests. We're going to be talking about the logistics of it a little bit later on. And we'll touch on that too with our three guests right now. Brian Brogan is chairman of the Donegal Motor Club and is with us. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
Thank you so much for joining us. Eamon McGee, clerk of the course of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. Big job every year for you, Eamon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, Greg.
And we have our own head of sport here at Highland Radio, Oisin Kelly. Good morning, Oisin.
Good morning, Greg.
Right, now, so, again, we do this every year. We might as well talk about it again, Eamon. This has been months and months and months in the planning and everything now is finally in place from your perspective.
Well, hopefully we've been at it since you continuously follow on from last year. And yes, everything's in place. All help's there and their boys out this morning, put final touches, the stages. And, you know, we have nearly all our, but by the morning done so far, so we can do it. We, you know, till road closing comes in. So, a lot of work, long days and long nights.
Brian, I mean, sometimes maybe we don't really fully take into account the logistics about getting this over the line, the amount of people involved, the amount of preparation for such a huge sporting event.
There's a lot of people involved. It's funny. We're working now on this for some months and back as far as November, as was for the initial stages. And it was interesting. We've seen one of the guys that deals with the merchandise for the actual help that we have. So it's up and close on 90 T-shirts, I think, Eamon, that they ordered there. So that'll give you an idea as to the amount of people that are doing voluntarial work for us for months. And it's just a small token of reward, really, that you're trying to give them for all the help that they give us. But it's the same people, does the same things most of the time, and they're very good at it. And you don't have to ask them every day how they're getting on. You can leave them to it and they know exactly what they're doing, which is fantastic for us and for Eamon as a COC. It's great to know that there's that amount of experience underneath them that they continue to do their job.
Yeah. Now, before I introduce Oisin, just to let you know that the brochure is out there and a lot of people, and it's produced at a really high quality. There's a ton of information in there, but a lot of people like the physical nature of that because you can keep that. And in 20 years' time, when your son or daughter is 18 or 17, you can hold that up to them and say, look, you can bore the living daylights out of them, actually, by showing them it. But also, too, there's a digital download. There's the official rally app as well, and you can download that and get all manner of information in relation to the stages, the entry list, live results, the programme, and so on and so forth. So it's got you covered physically and digitally as well. And Oisin, you know, some of this hour is going to be talking about the behind-the-scenes stuff, but really what this is all about, it's what's happening on the tarmac, on the roads. And as someone who loves his sport, this is up there, isn't it?
Oh, this is one of the highlights of the year. So it is. It has always been in my book. So it has, Greg. And we just, like, when you see the level of entry that has come to Donegal once again. Listen, there's rallies all around the country, all around Europe, and not one of them can match what the Donegal International Rally does year in, year out. And when you have Chris Meek, a man that's won five times in the World Rally Championship during his career, and Josh McErlane, who's a current WRC driver, both coming to compete here, it just shows you that this event carries a lot of merit across the scene of world rally.
They want to come as well.
They want to come. They want to do it. And there was a few guys, other guys that wanted to do it, and the packages just weren't there this year. And we've seen it last year. Hayden Padden, who's with Hyundai this year, and indeed John Armstrong, who's with Ford M Sport this year as well. They both competed last year, so they did. So these boys want to come, and they want to take on the Mammoth Challenge, which is Donegal, because it's a very, very unique event, and the big boys from around the world in rallying have come and tried to do it, and they haven't managed to get that one. So they haven't, but will Josh McErlane and Chris Meek maybe change that this year? But they've got a man at the head of the field who knows how to win Donegal very impressively, and that's Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. They're a Derry-Kerry partnership. They may not get on in football, but they get on extremely well in a rally car, and they're going to try and win this event for 4 years in a row, which has never been done by anybody before. So listen, the boys will be biting away at him. So they will, they'll be eating away at him, and he's going to try to manage his rally to get another success, because it's a long event. Like, there's 230 odd kilometres, is it? 37 kilometres, which is a long event over 3 days. There's lots of challenges on it. The Donegal roads are very, very unique. That may give Callum a slight advantage against the other two guys, but they go to Friday to a new part of the county. We call it new because we haven't seen it before, but I'm sure Eamon and Brian have tackled them, not on an international setting, but on a harvest setting. We're going to the west end, Eamon's part of the country, down into Gidore, into Fulcara, into Garta Hark, and the Creasta Dunfanaghy areas. And these roads are going to be very, very testing. Add in a bit of rain, it's going to make for a very entertaining start to the rally. Not just for these guys at the front. There's, I have a list here, and there's nearly 200 names on it. So there is Greg and like David Kelly, and Marian Evans finished second and third for the last 2 years. They're in the top 10. There's loads of other. There's three of the Boyle family included in the top 14. Really, there's 30 plus Rally 2 cars, and any one of them are good enough to finish in the top three.
So there. Bringing the rally to the heart of the Gaeltacht stages 1-4, Eamon, what does that bring to the overall competition? What can drivers look forward to?
Well, it's a level playing field, because these top drivers, I know you have drivers there that had advantage, maybe like doing the stages, Manning Heads and that last year. You know, they've been, but now it's a whole new, you just take Callum Devine, probably been never rallied these roads. I think Josh might have been in his younger days, but like very little of them top men have done this, and it's a whole new thing, and it's a good experience, and I'm glad that from the Gaeltacht and Gidore myself, that we were able to bring that and this, like it had been down there in the 70s, but it just dropped through. But now this year we're starting the flags dropping and the parish, so
it's fantastic. And Brian, it shows, you know, you never rest on your laurels. You're always looking to mix it up a little bit, and the fact that these are for many new roads and that the early stages, you know, it really can spice things up a bit, plus again bring the rally to different eyes or regulars to different places.
Oh, it's fantastic for Eamon. He's been COC for so many years now that he's able to take it to his hometown, and there's a lot of support in that area. A lot of good competitors came out of that area, and it's great to see this business support that's in the area for the event. So it's fantastic for us as a club to be taken to somewhere new that never was there before. But we were on them stages yesterday now, and they're challenging stages, there's no doubt, and it wouldn't surprise me if it's someone that you don't think will be leading the event tomorrow evening.
It might come to its own again on Saturday.
Sorry, okay. Oh, the map was there. I just flicked it over for Saturday, Sunday.
Yes. But there's a lot going on tomorrow. It's different. It's tight. It's not your typical start to Donegal International Rally. Now you'll need to have your homework done. And if it brings a wee bit of wet tomorrow morning, it'll definitely be challenging.
It makes the Friday a lot more interesting. I can't wait to tomorrow at the end of the day to see where they're at, because those three stages, they're going to challenge them. They're going to catch a lot of boys out, and if the rain arrives, it's going to make it even more.
And the logistics of that too, it is about how the car's set up as well, isn't it? Because the teams, the crews, they have to make decisions.
Mm-hmm. They have to make decisions, and we always use the example of Sebastian Loeb that came here in 07.
Seven, yeah.
And the first day he was getting beat by the Irish boys and he couldn't figure it out, and he had his car set for what you would think is a tarmac rally. Donegal's tarmac, but it's unique. You put a, like a gravel kink in there.
A gravel suspension
on there with tarmac setting just to get it right. And away he went on the Saturday once he had it figured out. But a lot of the terrain is the same. So it is. Listen, there'll be bumps. There will be lots of bumps down in Gador tomorrow as well. The guys have to deal with it. You have to judge it. You have to get your recce right and that your car's set up right for it, whether you're going to go a hard or a soft sort of setting on it. And then if the rain arrives, depending on what the level of rain is, tyre choice is going to be huge as well.
Saturday, more familiar territory, Nacala, Drumalla, Trentagarten, etc.
Yeah.
Is any of that reversed, no?
You always do Knockalla. You always start going up the hill. You always start Knockalla.
I was driving through Downings and I noticed some of the sound seems to be in the other direction, but obviously that
would probably be the drive and son of the drive going the other way.
It's the same as last year, isn't it?
Okay.
But listen, you start with Knockalla. Knockalla's fantastic. What a way to start day two.
Yeah.
There'll be huge crowds down. Now Knockalla has been sort of split into two. So it has. They're coming off it and going straight into the second half of it, which is Drumhalla. Very, very quickly, but there'll be lots of spectators down around that sort of Kerrykeel, Port Salon, Rathmullen area on Saturday morning.
Yeah, sorry, it was Sunday. Yeah. I was referencing not Saturday, because obviously the area I'm talking about is Sunday. Yeah.
And then again, the afternoon time, you've got Garten and Trenta.
Mm.
Like they're very, very intriguing stages. So they are, Greg. And there's going to be lots of people about. And the way the stages, and Eamon will probably talk about more on this, the way the stages have been laid out is to make sure that there's a lot more smoother running of the rally. And you can see that in the morning by splitting Knockalla in two, because you're coming off Knockalla and then you're going into Drumhalla straight away. Like, and there's not much time difference between the starts of the two stages, like Eamon, a half an hour or something. So.
Mm-hmm. Eamon, you want
to... Well, the thing is, and again, all this is all to do with planning and feedback from last year. We work closely with the guards and you know where the pinch points are, you know, for traffic wise. So we work and we just rather we split Knockalla in two ways. Now there's another advantage. We could only run 20k in that as one stage. Now there's over 30k in Knockalla between the two stages. Yeah. Mm. So and there's stuff there, and it leaves that they're, when they're in that area, that we're not traffic wise, it helps wise, and we do a wee change there. We're going on a different wee road to the start, where all the spectators were coming down to go on the buses up to the hill. You know, what time where the competitors were coming down through that mayhem as well. So we just changed a lot of stuff like that. Like, but it's all in conjunction with planning.
Yeah.
This is
as much for spectators as the smooth running of the rally itself. Yeah. On to Sunday again, more familiar territory, Lochiel Atlantic Drive. Fan of Eamon, I'll go to you first on this one. Talk to me about what's catching your interest with these stages.
Well, they're traditional stages. The drivers, you know, if you talk to a lot of the drivers in the past, they'll always tell you that, you know, they talk about the Knockallas, but a lot of people have a very, very strong favouritism towards...
By the way, that is the Highland staff member, head of sports phone, who's ringing on air. Not Eamon, not Brian. Go on, Eamon.
But it's one of the favourite stages for most of the experienced crews that have been coming here for years and years. So, and then Fannett always works for us. The finish is always a good place to have it. You know, we have a wee media centre set up down at the end of it, and it's one of the few stages that can accommodate that. Like, so all the way down, we think, so they all add up. And
that's not the longest stage of the rally, isn't
that's
it?
That's the longest stage of the rally.
And that's the one that's going to finish it.
Fantastic.
And it's not over, it's over. Anything can happen.
Well, you've seen before, Chris. Yeah, you've seen before where men had it won. Like, go back to the 16s where Manus got rest and won done. Yeah.
9 seconds down, wasn't it? 5-10 seconds down,
and he came out 0.5 and won her, like, you know. So them kind of things, it's never over.
It's 10 years ago this year.
Unbelievable.
So this was his first outright one. And we're on about Manus, 10 years. You go back, like, James Cullen, who's going to appear in the Pink Panthers, 35 years.
Yeah.
It's the 35th anniversary. he's going to be part of the historics, which is a different element.
I'm going to come to that because I want to run through the different categories for those who are coming to this sport for the first time. But to you, Brian, you know, obviously as chair of the Donegal Motor Club, all the planning, there's still a lot of logistics over the 3 days. Can you allow yourself to look forward to any particular parts of it, or is it when everything passes off safely and without issue that you can put your feet up and chill out a little bit?
Well, you know what, as long as you get to the start, everything does roll, everything's organised, your plan is set out in place, and it's just about exercising it. Once you get there, everybody knows what they have to do, and you can trust them to do it. So, you know, it's a good bit of fun for the actual people that are involved, and you have to have a bit of fun involved, and like for the competitors and the organisers, it's a bit of crack for them too. And there's the chore of working it, don't get me wrong, but they all know what they're doing and they're happy enough to do it. So, you know, there will be a bit of crack this evening getting started. When it goes tomorrow morning, it just flows after that. You can't run away from it. You have to keep after it then too when it does start. So it's great. It's interesting.
So, Oisin, obviously you've mentioned sort of different categories up until now. We know about Colm and Noel going for that historic four in a row, and we've been lucky enough to have them in on this show over the last couple of years as winners. But you talked of 200 names there, and this is broken up. So I suppose in real layman's terms, if you don't mind,
summarize it.
Just summarize, you're not going to go through the names.
You have the four-wheel drive cars. You have all them guys are in the top 30. Sorry. But after that, you've got the two-wheel drive modified cars, which is there's a lot of Donegal people involved. Obviously, the likes of Kevin Gallagher and Adarian, the guy from Cavan who won it last year. Aaron McIntyre's back in the Starlet. Who else is in there? Declan Gallagher, David Bogie, Mark Alcorn, Connor Harvey. The list goes on. They're all local men. They're in Escorts or they're in Darians or they're in the Starlets. It's on that side of the rally is seen as the clubman side of that. And that goes down through the various different classes.
So that's huge bragging rights, huge competition.
Oh, for them guys, it is. That's bigger than the outright one. Yeah. That's, there's a lot of people come to this county just to see that.
Yeah. So you can become first, second, third in your category.
In your category. Yeah. And class 14 is the top end of the two-wheel drive. But then you go down through then the various classes where I always say it each and every year, the clubman. There's the young fella that's mad into his motorsport, that works every hour God sends to him for the last 12 months since the week after the rally last year. He's doing different events to get his points up to his so that he can secure himself an entry. He's spent an unbelievable amount of money. He has a young navigator beside him, be it a young fella or a young girl, and they have be it their Civic or whatever car they have, their Escort, and they're doing Donegal. And this is their Christmas. Mm. So it is. And their plan is not to go out in one classes, it's to get to the finish. They want to be part of the finish when it comes in the Sunday. So that's just as an important part as what is going on. I know the head of the field takes all the headlines because it's the big end it, but this is more important to a lot of people. And the bulk of the entry list, Greg, the bulk of that 200 is the clubman. And this is, this is their Christmas. This is their big event of the year that they've worked hard, so hard to be part of. And the unfortunate thing about motorsport is they could go out in Sligan tomorrow morning down in Gweedore and have a wrong note or had a bump wrong or something, and the rally after all that ever comes to an end.
They could wake up in the morning.
They could
wake up in the morning with a puddle of oil under the car.
Or they could get the whole way to Fannad, and that's it. They've completed their first Donegal. So
for you, Brian, is the club rally driver, is that the heart and soul of it?
Oh, it is. Without the clubman, you couldn't run events, to be honest. A lot of the people that Oisin mentioned there are people that are collecting points from one end of the year to the other, and they're travelling all over the country too, which is very beneficial to other clubs who receive the help from Donegal Motor Club, and then they return it again to us again in June, and they're all glad to come here, and we've plenty of help every year, which is fantastic too. But the people that Oisin mentioned earlier, they're not out to even to consider coming first in the category or nothing, but they just want to be there to do it, and they want to be there to finish, and they'll start and pick up a cudgel again come July.
Well, how many sports could you quite literally follow in the tire tracks of your hero? You know, because these guys and girls look, it's mostly guys, right? Let's put it like that. But they look up to people, and that they will.
Callum Devine's the hero to a lot of them.
Can you imagine walking, driving, and they're looking
at their time, and they went, oh, well, listen, hey, there's Callum Devine's time.
Yeah.
I'm just after doing the season.
Look at the splits.
So if you're a footballer, a Gaelic footballer,
You can't do it. That's what I'm saying. You know, there's not many sports that you can live out the dream and feel that you're doing and having the same experience, albeit at a different level. Yeah. Brian, all of this organisation, it's critical then, isn't it, really, that, and our true rally fans listening know all about this, but to follow stewards. Because you talked about volunteers, right? And maybe either Brian or Raymond can jump in on this, or both of you. follow the stewards. They're not getting paid €1 million each, right? And they know what's what. They know where's safe, where's not safe, where there's been an agreement with the landowner or what have you. How important is it that the stewards are respected, guys?
Oh, it's vital, and there's a serious part to the sport. Whenever you're starting at a stage, there's a lot of responsibility on people that are there, from rescue to the organisers and officials. So there will be a lot of logistics in place in certain areas where you couldn't have arrangement with. It could be a landowner looking to get out or in or something like that. There always is movements, and we deal with that too, and it works very good. But again, it's critical that the spectator that doesn't know all of the logistics that's going on, is very important that they adhere to the officials and marshals at all times, because there could be something going on that people don't know. There may be an incident on a stage that's not relayed. It may not be on Highland, but the officials, organisers would know. So it's critical that they do.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's critical that they do follow the officials.
You'll endorse that, of course, Eamon.
Of course, and just one thing is, the marshals that we have here, like we've been working with clubs all through, as I said, every year, all over Ireland. They've sent help. These are experienced people. Now they know that they've been out week in, week out. They know where the dangers are, and they're only trying to make sure that, and it's their duty to make sure that everybody's in a safe place. And so they are experienced people, and so if they feel that you're not in a safe place, well, you're not in a safe place. Like,
right, and in terms of coverage, just wrap it up, because if more guests come in, Oisin, I mean, obviously regulars will know, but this is the place to be if you want to know what's happening.
No doubt about it. The Festival of Motorsport, we'll call it that, starts tonight. The ceremonial start is taking place down at Angrenham Theatre on the Port Road. That is following scrutineering, which is happening down at McGinley Motors on the Pierce Road this afternoon. They go to the ceremonial start, and there'll be lots of activities and things happening there from about 5 o'clock onwards, and there'll be various different cars and show. We're actually going to broadcast the ceremonial start live on the Score tonight from just after the 7 o'clock news. We're going to take about a chunk of a half an hour or so from that event. But get down there early. You'll be able to see the cars. I think the rain's going to stop for the evening time, which is good. And there'll be a nice feeling. There'll be a lovely atmosphere down there, and the build up ahead to the action, of course, which starts tomorrow morning. There's 6 stages Friday, there's 8 to come on Saturday, there's another 6 on Sunday, and you can tune into Highland Radio throughout the course of the weekend. We'll have live stage by stage action at the end of the stages. There'll be lots of reaction pieces available as well on air, and of course on our website highlandradio.com and our social media channels as well. He's just arrived outside there. Chris Ashmore's given me a hand, so we're going to plug him into service over the days and speak to lots of people. We'll speak to the leaders, but we'll also get speaking to those club men that we talked about
and
as well.
And also, so too, I think what's exciting about this, and we'll even bring in more the casual fan, is the Friday's a great leveller, and it's going to be very interesting to track where the favourites are, maybe those that...
I always find Friday, because everybody starts, and there could be a driver in the top 20 that you've actually missed maybe for the first couple, and you go to service, and next thing, the ears are probably going.
But I want to see how good Callum is.
Where did he come out?
Yeah, but I want to see how Callum,
higher up than they would expect.
I want to see how Callum
so.
Does in unfamiliar territory. Do you know that sort of way?
So I want to see how Chris Meek and Josh McAleen handle unfamiliar territory and how they handle Callum.
There's a story.
So that's
low profile. He's played it very well so far. You know, it's all been about Chris Meek, and to be fair, McAleen's played it very good.
Maybe that suits him.
I think there's more pressure on Meek and McAleen. They're the big names. They're coming. Yes, Callum's won 3 in a row, but we've got world superstars here. Yep. So we have. And everybody wants to see what the world superstars would do. It happened last year on the Saturday when they're eating away at Callum. He managed his rally, and he knew if he was going as hard as he could go, that if the rest of them were going quicker, something was going to happen. And within 2 stages, was wiped out, and he was in total control at the end of the day too.
And there's one other thing in there. We're all talking about the thing. Mate. There's 2 young fellas starting there in this field. They're only 16 and 17. Yeah. That's their first, the 2, Oisin McShane and James McShane.
Again, another little great story to follow. A great story to follow.
Yeah, and that's their future ahead. Like, you know. Yeah.
And boys, these boys have been rallying since they've been 12.
Yeah. So, but that's their first in Donegal. That's their dream to start now.
We'll certainly get a follow on them.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's good luck. Thank you so very much indeed. He's got really chatty towards the end. Thanks.
Best luck.
Oisin Kelly, head of sport at Highland Radio. Brian Brogan, chair of the Donegal Motor Club. Eamon McGee, clerk of the course of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. Stay tuned to Highland Radio on air and online. You really will not miss a thing. We're going to be back talking about more of the logistics of this huge event after the break. continuing our look forward to the big weekend, the Donegal International Rally, and we've further guests in with us, David McIlwain from the council, in fact, area roads engineer with Donegal County Council. Good morning to you.
Morning, great.
Great to have you in. Garda Inspector Paul McGee. Paul, thanks for joining us. And Leonard Watson, member of Letterkenny Chamber. Right, I'll start with you, David. Obviously, you've been working with various stakeholders just to make this go as smoothly and as safely as is possible. What has the council's, your role been in all of this?
Yeah, but Greg, the main role of the council, is, I suppose, is liaison with the Gardaí and emergency services and the rally, the motor club and that. And I suppose that, that starts with the road closures, the road closure procedures and the notifications and all sending that, and it goes through its all its statutory processes. If for anybody who wants to see that, that's on the Donegal County Council website. There's a good web page there with that shows you where when all the closures are, the stages. It's got a 3D interactive map, and as well as that, it's got cameras on the Polestar roundabout. So, you know, it gives people a good feel for what's going on throughout the rally. And I suppose, like, the closures, other than the stages closures, we've got the closures that are around Letterkenny Town to facilitate emergency services and to make access safer and all that, and to cater for the volumes of traffic. Today for the opening, like the closure, the Remelton or the Port Road there in front of Green Inn Theatre will be closed from 4:15 till is it 10 this evening, and then the Cullen Road to allow access for traffic with the ambulances and that in case there's a congestion on the four lane. We've been working with the emergency service, and similar to last year, there's a closure on the Cullen Road from on tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday morning, and then from 10 a.m. On Saturday to 2 p.m. Sunday morning, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. That's just to facilitate the moving of traffic. With the roadworks that's been around the town, and that we've been liaison between the contractors and the emergency services, the ambulances and the Gardaí, to ensure that everything's in place. Mm.
And just to get that as clear as possible as well to those areas, if things can be moved out the way that won't be there when they're finished, just to try and get traffic moved. And I think really what we have to accept, because there's tens of thousands of people and there's a couple of roads, and there are going to be delays, and there's no traffic management plan can be put in place to avoid that, because it's quite simply the amount of traffic involved.
Yeah, no, that's correct. Yeah. And of course, we try to manage the thing as best we can and work together as a team with emergency services, Gardaí, and all the different facilities.
God, Inspector Paul McGee, what we are seeing is a massive influx of additional resources on top of the plan, or as part of the plan that's already in place. Suffice to say that this is going to be, if not the best, one of the best policed Donegal International rallies. And the warnings are very clear. There's been some changes in laws in terms of the seizure of vehicles and what have you. Gardaí take this, of course, incredibly seriously.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Yeah, this event is the biggest major emergency management event on the western coast of Ireland. There'll be an influx of over 70,000 spectators for the weekend. We're planning for this from 2 weeks after last year's event, and our meetings with the principal response agencies and the Donegal Motor Club commenced in February. Our policing operation this weekend centres around road safety, high visibility policing, and 24/7 traffic and public order management. And I suppose the operation itself then is broken down to four. You have your rally event operation. You have the road traffic operation in County Donegal. You have your daytime economy in Donegal, including Letterkenny as the main urban environ. And you have the nighttime economy in the division and centering on Letterkenny. Mm. Yeah, so we have about 120 extra Gardaí coming into the division for the weekend. We have 460 circa guards that work in Donegal deployed here, but we'll have an extra 120 that come in for the rally. That includes bikes. We'll have 16 bikers working on the event during the daytime. We'll have public order units. We have two serials working on Friday and Saturday night, and also on Sunday night. And we have the air support be here with the helicopter, and we'll have fixed wing cover as well from them. And we are working also with our partners in the PSNI. We have coordinated checkpoints from County Down to Donegal.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because, you know, much of this is about policing within the region, or I suppose the footprint of the rally. There's an awful lot of activity now, more than there's ever been. You know, you could be looking at a checkpoint in the Gap or heading into the Gap. I'm not giving locations away, I haven't a clue, but the point is that if someone's coming in with a dangerously modified vehicle, or isn't tax insured, NCT'd, or has too much tinting or whatever it might, or is driving recklessly, the idea too is that they could be identified before they even get into the region.
Yeah, we will have checkpoints scheduled from Clare Division right up along the western coast to Donegal, and also from County Down in the east of Northern Ireland coming to Donegal. So we have great collaboration from our colleagues in our other divisions, and also with our partners in the PSNI.
From a business perspective, Leonard, member of Letterkenny Chamber, the absolute majority of businesses are open. I mean, if a business takes a personal decision, that's up to them. I mean, obviously, you're not probably, depending on the industry you're in, going to have as busy a Saturday as you might ordinarily, but there's no reason why people still can't come in and shop with a little bit of planning.
You know what, Greg? Like it is great for the economy. You know, the rally coming on, you and the Chamber welcomes it. But like we've been working with Paul and the team over the last couple of years, and I have to say, in the last 2 years especially, the atmosphere around the town during the day, the rally leaves at 9:30 in the morning, and the town kind of goes quiet.
Yeah.
And people have this perception the town's jammed all day. It's actually not. It's probably these couple of days probably the easiest days getting around the town.
It's actually really quite interesting. Of course, it is, because everyone's head out to the Gaeltacht.
And people have this thing in their head: Letterkenny's going to be jammed. Letterkenny will be jammed at. When the rally comes back in at 4:30 in the evening, but between the hours of 9:30 in the morning and 5:30 in the evening, there's no issue getting around the town. We'd have seen last year too, and fairness to Paul and the team, even the Garda presence on the main street, there was actually a nice atmosphere. There's no on-street drinking, because the guards are there to do their job, but they're also, you know, there's lightheartedness with the guards too, and some of the spectators and that. So there is a nice atmosphere.
Paul now, but
well, maybe he would like be in the rally, actually.
Eunan and Gron, you know, he's too.
But
serious.
I'm just saying, you know, we were seeing last year now, definitely the volume of traffic in the town during the day is very, very low.
It makes absolute sense, because what means you can go in, do your bit of shopping, but also get a sense of what's happening, but without all the traffic.
Yeah. Because I was chatting to somebody this morning in the gym, and they kind of said, oh, I almost get the shopping done this evening. That's why, oh, I'll not get into town. I said, there's no traffic.
Huh? You work in a gym?
No, I go in there and just look around. Okay. But it's, do you know what? As you say, it's great for the hospitality sector, and as Father's Weekend too. So people like myself would like to see people 100%. Come in too.
Like you, just to be clear, I mean, you are literally looking at a situation where you could drive down Main Street during the day, Friday and Saturday, and park on the Main Street.
Like, no bother. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Just to be out, because there is this notion, and I think it's really, you've articulated it really well, that from, you know, Thursday evening till Monday morning, Letterkenny's a write-off. Well, clearly it's not true. If you look at the stages, you know, they're out and about.
So as I say, we say to people, come into the town, the town's open for business, and I say it is Father's Weekend, so all those mammies out there and kids can come and spend your money too, like.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget us, please. David, it's a fantastic opportunity for us to show off our beautiful county as well, isn't it? It's a wonderful event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah, and I suppose that gives opportunity to talk about like the work the Tidy Downs do around, not, well, just here at Letterkenny and in the other towns. And important that people remember to clean up after them and do that because, like, there's an awful lot of work that goes in. People do the clean-up, like, from the Tidy Town volunteers to the road sweepers to all the others. And just to before you leave, just take stuff with you and remember those people that have to come
after. Do what
after
the
you.
Japan fans are doing at the World Cup.
Yeah, that's excellent what they do. Now.
And, of course, too, you know, you have to ensure... I mean, obviously, you can't tar all the roads in the rally, but I presume you've got your teams out just making sure if there's a dodgy pothole on a corner or what have you. There is some logistical stuff you have to do as well.
Over the last number of weeks, the stuff that has been looked at and built into our programmes and that.
Brilliant. Paul, finally to you. you. The bottom line is this is a fantastic event. It's been designed for people to enjoy, but keep the race in its place. Wouldn't it be fantastic, and fingers crossed, and hopefully it's the case, that we could reconvene on Monday, and we've had a wonderful, successful event. You know, public order at a minimum, road traffic at a minimum. And look, at there's a lot of resources being thrown at this to make sure that that's the case.
Yeah, our operation has commenced this morning, and I'll be happy on Tuesday morning if when everybody gets home safe. It's a big operation. I suppose the key message for us is our key lifesaver of Finch's drinking and drug driving, speeding, stay off the phone, and just to slow down and buckle up and keep the race in its place. And just touching on what David says, we're not here to police anybody's fun. You're coming to a beautiful county, and you know the most important thing is you respect the county and respect the residents, because it is all these people's playground for the weekend. So just to respect the people of Donegal.
And just to mention, the Donegal International Rally is presenting a sensory hour, which is brilliant, because it means that for neurodivergent people and their families, they can enjoy the excitement of the rally cars in a calm and relaxed setting with reduced noise, smaller crowds. It's at Park Firm, that's the ATU car park beside the KFC, Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. So what a great opportunity to for kids, Leonard, and teenagers and adults who want to experience the sights and the sounds at a lower level. It's fantastic.
You know, fair play to the rally. And Greg, there is more word out, there's more knowledge out there now about children with special needs or adults with special needs. And they are sometimes limited in the things that they can go. Like, I have my young fellow this evening who wants to go down and see the rally cars, but that's a great thing. It is, at least people end it, they can go down and they have that space.
Yeah, okay. Don't forget, Letterkenny open for business Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In fact, you might find, as you go shopping for the man in your life, you might actually find that it's easier to get around, and you also sort of get a sense of the atmosphere all at the same time. Paul, people have been forewarned. It's not about stopping fun. It's about stopping illegal activity and keeping people safe. And David, from the council's perspective, most of your work is done. The logistics, okay. Thanks so much for calling
in. Thank you.
David McIlwain, Area Roads Engineer with Donegal County Council. Garda Inspector Paul McGinn, Leonard Watson, Member of Letterkenny Chamber. Thanks to all our guests for coming in for that conversation. Don't forget, we release new episodes of the Greg Hughes podcast every Friday morning at 11 a.m. and bonus content often throughout the course of the week. If you like your rallying, don't forget, last week's podcast is one that will interest you. The legendary rally driver Gary Jennings joins me to discuss that horrendous crash that occurred in Cavan last year, his ongoing road to recovery, attending the rally last year as a spectator, to the remarkable story of entering the rally this year. It is a remarkable story. You can search the Greg Hughes podcast, find the Gary Jennings episode released last Friday, and enjoy. But until the next episode, stay safe.